دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make shukr to lakh shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many, many favors that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. The greatest of all favors, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and the favor of Iman. We make dua to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala keep us steadfast upon Iman. Keep us as pakka Musalman. Allah ta'ala give us death upon complete Iman. And Allah ta'ala resurrect us in the day of Qiyamah with complete Iman. The beloved friend, respected elders and your brothers, Allah ta'ala has sent us down into this world for a very, very short period of time. Today we are here, tomorrow we are gone. And each and every one of us, Allah ta'ala is going to test us. Allah ta'ala is going to test us, the test of life, the test of death. Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, we are taught to read every night. We read Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shayin. We are taught, if we read this, inshallah, person will be saved from the azab of the qabr. So in this particular surah, the second ayat, the second verse, Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah Ta'ala is that being who created death and life. Liyabluwakum, Allah is going to test each and every one of us. But who from amongst us come on the day of Qiyamah with the best of actions? Each and every one of us, we are going through a test. And this is the test of life, the test of death. Intelligent is that person who will take stock of himself. Where am I heading towards? My final destination is the akhirat, is the qabr, is the grave. And he prepares for that. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in various ahadith, different ahadith, maybe the subject matter, this particular subject matter about taking stock of oneself, preparing for mort, preparing for death. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exhort the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Each and every one of us, we will face different challenges, different situations while we are in this dunya. Sometimes it's a situation of happiness, joy. There's a nikah in the family, there's a baby that is born, there's a child that's completing hijab. Some joyous occasion, a happy occasion. Sometimes it's a challenging condition, it's a difficult condition. There's a mayat in the family, there's an accident. Whatever it is, so you'll get different challenges. Sometimes it is a condition of ease, and sometimes it is a condition of hardship, adversity. Allah Ta'ala is going to test us, and Allah Ta'ala is going to watch that this banda of mine, the servant of mine, I placed him in this condition. What is his reaction? How does he behave? If he looks at that condition positively, and that particular condition takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's passed the test. But if that condition takes him further away from Allah ta'ala, then problems. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful, how unique, how excellent is the matter of a mu'min. His situation is very, very unique, is very, very it's excellent. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for him, in every situation, there will be khair for him and there will be goodness for him. In every situation, it will be a win-win situation for him. But how does he react in that situation? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ajaban, how excellent, how unique is the matter of a mu'min. Innamrahu kullahu lahu khair. Every single situation of his, kullahu, all of it, is khair, is goodness, and is khair, and only khair in it. See, some people, the old people, sometimes, you know, you meet them, you learn from them. Sometimes there's a certain situation, a very, very challenging situation. You wanted something to happen in a certain way, it did not happen in that. You know, you feel, a person will say, the old people, whoever, you know, is ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, you know what, it is khair in this. There's some khair in this, which you and I cannot see. Inna amra, and this, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is telling us, Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. Man just lost his job, you got, for no reason, for example, or some problem came to him, something happened. Inshallah, there's khair in this. Allah Ta'ala is most wise. Once we were speaking to one senior alim, so we explained to him, Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Patel sahab, Dandur Rakatum, look at the situation that is happening, where thousands are just being killed, just being massacred, bombs upon bombs, babies, old people, women, children. What's happening? Nobody is doing anything. Mullah Ilyas sahab explains, one of the qualities of Allah Ta'ala is Hakim. Allah Ta'ala is most wise. And fi'lu al-hakim la yakhlu anil hikmah. And the action or the doings of the most wise will definitely not be void of wisdom. There will be, there is some hikmat in it, some wisdom that you and I cannot see. So, inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every single situation that he or she is facing, there is khair and only khair, there's goodness in it. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentions, وَلَا يَكُونُ ذَٰلِكَ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. That this win-win situation is not for anybody except a person of Iman. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentions, إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّا شَكَرْ ذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. That if good conditions come upon him, it's a happy occasion, it's a joyous occasion, some goodness. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this has to come upon him, he makes shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, lak lak shukr. Ya Allah, I thank you. And each and every one of us, this was one of the great sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, of shukr, of thanking Allah Ta'ala, whatever situation it may be. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the best. Had it not been for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, agar Muhammad na hota, to kuch na hota, there would have been anything. The entire universe was created for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. All Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's past and future, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to commit any sin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was masoom, no sins. But if, hypothetically, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had any shortcoming, that also was maaf. But despite that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will read lengthy rakats of namaz. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه وانقص منه قليلا. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the namaz of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَي اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about his namaz in the darkness of the night, lengthy rakats of namaz of salah Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would perform. O Nabi of Allah, why is it that you're exerting yourselves? But they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. You are forgiven. You are the chosen servant of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves you. You are the Habib of Allah. What was the response of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Allahu Akbar. He said, should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just for us to understand, in Tarawih time, sometimes the Imam sahab, the Hafiz sahab is pulling a little bit longer. It reads, it went a bit longer. That masjid, which is the fastest, let me go there. Quickest Tarawih. Allah make us maaf. But for us to understand how long or how lengthy that salah had to be for Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's feet to become swollen. If you stand 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, any person's feet will become swollen. It won't become swollen. You can understand sometimes hours would go. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is standing in that condition. For a person's feet to become swollen, how long a person would need to stand? And what was the jawab, what was the response of Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Beloved friends, the need of the time for us, we are weak. We are weak. Ulama explain, in this time and age, what do we need? What is our... We are not asked to make lengthy rakats of tahajjud and so much of ibadat. Whatever we can manage. But the bare minimum is our 5 times namaz. 5 times salah, no compromise. أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Allah is going to test us. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, when things were difficult, when things were hard, now you see the person in the masjid is making dua, he's crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, help me, Ya Allah, sort my problem out. But no sooner is the problem is sorted. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانُ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ وَقَاعِدًا وَقَائِمًا. Allah Ta'ala paints this picture in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, he's making dua, standing, sitting, crying, making dua to Allah Ta'ala. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ دُرَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, but no sooner the man is in difficult conditions, we remove him from that. Now we make it easy for him. مَرَّ كَأَلَّمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَىٰ ضُرِّ مَسَّ. Now he behaves as though nothing happened to him. Now he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you don't see him in the masjid. So back to the hadith we were explaining. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, how excellent, how wonderful, unique is the matter of a mu'min. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is not for anyone except a person of iman. If good conditions come upon him, shakar, he makes shukar to Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَوْ. That is better for him. وَإِنَ صَابَتُ ضَرَّا. And now difficult conditions come. Sabr, now he makes sabr. Now he is patient. Ya Allah, this is from you. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ya Allah, make sabr. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhluf li khayran minha. Oh Allah, you recompense me in my musibat, difficulty which I am facing. Ya Allah, you bring ease, make it easy for me. Give me better than this. This is a dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to recite. So Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who make sabr. To make sabr. He's patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says now, some musibah, some calamity, difficult situation came upon him. What is his response? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. The Quran tells us. His response is, how does he react? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been back to Allah ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then Allah ta'ala praises those people. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. Those people, special mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon such people. Allah ta'ala will enshroud them, will cover him with his mercies and his barakat and his blessings. And those are the people who are upon the straight path. So respected elders and their brothers, the message for today, that each and every one of us will face different challenges, different situations. And a person of iman, how does he react to that situation? That situation, if it's a difficult situation and it brought him closer to Allah Ta'ala, is better for him. And if that situation is a situation of ease, of happiness and joy, and this situation takes him further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no goodness in that. Then it's not good for him. So each and every one of us, and beloved friends, respected elders and dear brothers, this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this deen, the ayat al-kareema that we recited in the beginning, Allah ta'ala wants us to enter into Islam, into this deen in totality. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Indeed, the deen that will be accepted, only the only deen that will be accepted in the court of Allah, Islam. Another verse Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa, O you who believe, enter into Islam in totality. Now this deen, beloved friends, we always hear this elan. Sometimes the Jamaat brothers after namaz, Allah Ta'ala has kept our success in deen. What is deen? Deen is to obey the commands of Allah Ta'ala, shown to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For this deen to come into our life, we need to make an effort. We always hear this, deen. Deen in actual fact, what does it mean? Deen, in actual, the literal meaning, ad-deenu al-jaza, deen actually means recompense. How a person will react to these situations, the adverse situation, easy situation, he reacts in a positive way. That situation takes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he reacts in a way that is pleasing to Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Good recompense in akhirat, deen. If that situation takes him further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is his reaction? Then difficult situations, difficult conditions, bad recompense. That is why in Surah Fatiha we recite every day, Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of deen, the day of retribution, the day of judgment. Every day we recite this, Maliki Yawmiddin, the owner of the day of judgment. As we explained just now, the literal meaning of deen is jaza, ad-deenu al-jaza, deen means recompense. So from the time a person wakes up in the morning, unfortunately, many of us, we think that deen is only confined to the masjid, read my zikr, my dua, and that's deen. From the time a person wakes up in the morning, right till the time he sleeps in the evening, from the time the child is born, right till the janazah salah, and right till kafan and dafan is taking place, the person is the burial, there is deen in every aspect of our life. A person wakes up in the morning, he wakes up in the morning, according to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the deen of waking up. A person now needs to go to the toilet and relieve himself, the deen for the toilet. How to relieve oneself? A person goes, enters with the left foot, comes out of the toilet with the right foot, the dua, sits and relieves himself. All these are basics which you and I learnt when we were small. But this has to carry us right till the finishing line. And as we mentioned just now, the finishing line is the akhirat, is the qabr, is maut, is death. Each and every one of us. And we are taught to ask, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to ask that, oh Allah, keep us steadfast upon this deen. Because anyone can go off track. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, one of the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite a lot, frequently. Ya muqallib al-qulub, ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ دِينِ. We should try and learn this dua. This is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would read this dua a lot. O Nabi of Allah, Anas radiallahu anhu asked the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, آمَنَّا بِكَ وَبِمَا جِئْتَ بِهِ, that O Nabi of Allah, we brought iman in you and whatever message that you have brought. تَخَافُ عَلَيْنَا, O Nabi of Allah, you fear upon us that we will leave the deen, we'll go off the track. We brought iman in you, O Nabi of Allah. Your message, whatever message you have brought, we have accepted it. Amanna bika wa bima ji'ta bi. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, na'am, yes. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained, innal qulub bayna isba'ayn min asabir rahman yuqallibuha kayfa yasha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is telling Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Anas radiallahu ta'ala was not a normal sahaba, was not an ordinary sahabi. He was among the high ranking sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he was the khadim, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would serve Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Some riwayat mention up to 10 years he served the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From a young boy, made the khidmah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he is asking this question to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is making this dua a lot. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. What does this mean? Oh, the one who controls the hearts. Oh, the controller of the heart. Thabbit, oh Allah, keep our hearts steadfast, solid. Pakka Musalman, as we mentioned in the beginning. ala dinik, upon your deen. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua a lot, Anas radiallahu anhu now questions the Nabi of Allah, you fear amanna bika ubi majitabi, we brought iman in whatever, we believe in whatever message you have brought, the pegham you have brought, the deen, we have accepted it, we follow it. Takhafu alina, you still fear upon us? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam replied, naam, yes. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, indeed, the hearts, innal qulub, bayna isba'ain min asahbi ar-Rahman, are between the two fingers of Rahman. Now, Allah Ta'ala doesn't have any fingers. This is for us to understand. Like, for us to understand, a person will say, you see that person, I got him wrapped around my fingers. Does it literally mean that I got him wrapped around? It means, I got him under my control. Likewise, this is how it is said in Arabic. In the qulub bayna isba'ain min asabi ar-Rahman, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explains, indeed the hearts are in the control between the two fingers of Rahman, the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuqallibuha kayfa yasha', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns it, controls it, changes it how He wishes, how He wants. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua a lot. We should also try and learn this dua again. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. This dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would make a lot. And then ulama also explain, after every faraz namaz, one of the duas, inshallah, if we recite it, pabandi, and we don't leave it out, and we make it a habit to recite this dua after every faraz namaz. In actual fact, there's an ayat of the Quran. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give him maut, death upon iman. Allah Ta'ala will give him khatma bil, a good death upon iman. What is this dua that we should recite after every faraz namaz? Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. All of us, we should try and make it a habit to recite that person who is reading the faraz namaz, he will recite it. So all of us, starting at 5 times daily salah, then we recite this dua after every faraz namaz. Rabbana, that, oh our Rabb, la tuzigh qulubana, do not let our hearts swerve from the right path, don't let it move off the track. After you have guided us, you have given me tawfiq to come to the masjid, to make zikr, to make dua, to do the good, keep me upon that. La tuzigh qulubana, do not let our heart swerve. After you have given us hidayat, wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, and oh Allah, you shower me with your mercies. Innaka antal wahhab, indeed you are the greatest benefactor. You are that being, oh Allah, who showers his favors upon his servants. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give each and every one of us the tawfiq of coming onto 100% deen. From the time we wake up in the morning, right till the time we sleep, as we mentioned, the deen for waking up, the deen for the toilet, the deen for eating, how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us to eat, the deen for sleeping, deen for business, traveling. Person is a sick, this deen for him also. Person is a traveler, this deen for him also. Every situation, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us what to do, when to do, how to do, what not to do, what to stay away from. So, the need of the time, beloved friends, you see, one of the kitabs that is prepared by Al Imdad Foundation, 100 Sunnats, very small book, very small kitab, it can fit in our pockets. So you should try and take it out and read it. 100 sunnats, the sunnats of eating, sleeping, toilet, wuzu, whatever sunnats. And every day a person brings one new sunnat into his life. Then he will see his entire life will become a life of happiness, contentment. Allah Ta'ala will give him such happiness, such contentment, no money in the world will buy. May God to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us with the reality of akhira da'wana.